Our interview this week is with Franklin Sanders, and as you know, it's always wonderful to talk with him. This is a very important interview. Franklin updates us on the precious metals market, and then we talk for most of the interview about the coming Fed taper in October and what it means and what are the signs that we're watching the institutional market and the fixed income market anticipate real liquidity problems ahead and steps that they're taking to do it, what it means to you and me, and what we need to do to be prepared for this. And I think this is an extremely important topic. We have been living now for literally since 2008 with massive intervention to provide liquidity in the markets. And I think the effort to really withdraw finally from this extraordinary experiment in financial methadone, as I described it in the interview, is going to be a very, it's going to be a very unusual and unique process. And we need to be ready to bob and wheel. I was on Coast to Coast the other night, and I said, we're sailing around the rocks. So we're sailing around the rocks, and I would, this is one interview I strongly recommend to you. And of course, it's always fun and a pleasure to talk to Franklin. But we did talk about the sort of where we sit in the precious metals market. Franklin is pretty confident that we've seen the bottom. I'm much less confident, but I think we both agree that the chances that the primary trend in the gold and silver market will reassert is very good.